Street Hunt. Do 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 do. Street Hunt. Do 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 do. Street Hunt. Do 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 do. Welcome to the very latest Colchester Arts Centre podcast. It's a special podcast. And the man you hear clapping is Anthony Roberts because he has got a very important announcement to make.
I have been arrested. Oh, but besides that...
The other one.
Yes. Street Hunt, the competition, has been won!
Yay!
Like Steve Wright in the afternoon.
Well, there was no need for the candle after this. No. Quite impressed about. No.
We're part of the Colchester Arts Centre Zoo.
Oh.
Because they always talk about zoo radio.
Do they?
Or do they?
I know you don't like that, do you, Ben? You hate zoo radio. In fact, I remember you telling me once.
Oh, I can't remember saying that.
But the exciting thing is...
Are we doing something at the zoo?
It's not Colchester Zoo. The exciting thing is...
Colchester Zoo Radio.
That Sarah Jones, an administrator at Colchester Borough...
Lives from the lion's den...
Sarah has won, hasn't she, Anthony?
She has.
What has she actually won?
£2,547.25.
And wow. Just very briefly, we'll try and contact her. But tell us what the treasure hunt's all about.
That was the lion.
Go on, the treasure hunt.
So the treasure hunt was a competition of locate 100 street names in Colchester, with the only clue being the photograph of the street with the name removed. So, and all the names were then formed a poem. So if you couldn't recognise the photograph or the clues within it, you could maybe get a clue from the metre of the poem. And it took 46 days for someone to solve it. So we thought that it was impossible.
And we'll find out her strategy, I think, in a minute, because we could give her a ring. But
let's give her a ring.
But just before we do, I think there were, according to the the Gazette, they put 15,000. There were 15,000 competitors. I think they mean 1,500.
Yes. Oh, so they did.
They've added an extra nought.
15,000.
Yeah. No, there were actually 1,500.
Yes, we think so. Yeah.
And Sarah, out of all those,
yes,
won. But there was somebody who actually came so close as
well.
Yeah,
someone came within two clues. Suzanne Bailey and her team came within two clues.
It was very frustrating, but
at the post.
But she took it in good heart, didn't she?
I think you've
spoken
certainly
to her. Now, Sarah, if you just show me her phone number. Yes.
Here it is.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to ring her, and the exciting thing is,
yes,
I'm going to tell her that she's won.
Yes,
and,
well, she already knows that.
Oh, right. And what I'm going to do is ask her what her strategy was and how she feels about it.
Oh.
So let's do this.
Yes. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Put the money in, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. It's Anthony Clavaine and Anthony Roberts.
Anthony and Anthony.
Hi.
And we were just talking about you because you're now live on Colchester Arts Centre podcast.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
And how do you feel? You've won.
It's pretty amazing. I still can't really believe it.
Well, a lot of those of us, we've been in the sort of staff part of the Colchester Arts Centre talking about the questions to ask you. Everyone's very excited. And the main question that kept coming up was, what was your strategy for winning?
Oh, well, I had loads of different strategies as time went on. So when I first got the book, I did the most obvious thing, and that was to do all of the easy ones with clues or iconic buildings, ones that I recognised because I lived nearby, just to get as many out of the way as possible, and then work out what words went into the poem, because at the end it obviously made a poem, and that's when I started looking at specific words of streets.
Yeah.
And then I would look up those streets to see if it matched a picture in the book. So I started working back to front.
Yeah.
Because every area has the street index listed on the internet.
Yeah.
So I just copied every single one that I could find all onto an Excel spreadsheet on my tablet, and just put them into alphabetical order and plow through it, looking at words that would relate to the words I already had.
Yeah.
And managed to get a load doing it that way.
Sarah, can I ask a question here?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Podcast 2?
No.
Oh, that was a podcast that we did previously, and it was banned. Because I was on it and they said I was inappropriate. But this podcast has become secret and distributed around the internet. And because of your powers of discovery, I thought you might have come across it. But maybe I can get you to look for that on another occasion.
I'll make it my challenge.
You might not have heard of Podstrot Centre Podcast 2, but you know about the Arts Centre. In fact, have you been to the Arts Centre before? Have you... Is it the kind of place that you...
I went to the beer festival there once.
Ah, well done. But this gave you a chance to engage a bit more with the Arts Centre and find out what we're all about.
Yes,
and you'll be coming again, won't you? You'll be coming, in fact, a week Sunday, because we're going to have a special presentation.
A party for you.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah. Oh, grand, okay.
Anthony, who's coming to this party?
Everybody and anybody that's been involved with the project. We're just having a sort of like little final glass, raise a little glass to say congratulations to Sarah and just to exchange the stories, because everybody's been doing this kind of like on their own. It all went at our end, Sarah, it all went quiet, and we were thinking, I wonder if anyone's going to ever solve this, or they've all forgotten about it. But what I think is happening,
the paranoia sets in, because no one wants to say like, oh, I found this one, because you don't want to know how everyone else is doing, because then you start panicking.
So everyone went a bit quiet, and it was really quite fun. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, and you know that there's someone else within two clues, do you, of winning?
Yes, yeah. It was Suzanne.
So yeah, it's great, you know. Anyway, so...
So you're going to share your winnings with her?
Absolutely not. No, that's all hers, Anthony.
But I do know that you are going to share your winnings with your fiancé, Adam, in the sense that I think... Because everyone was saying, what are you going to spend the winnings on? But is it true you're going to spend it on...
Tracking down Podcast 2.
You're right. A wedding and an Icelandic adventure. Could you tell us about that?
Yes. In December, we have a holiday. It's booked to go there for a week. We're actually going with a group of friends.
Mm.
Because it's for my friend's birthday, so that was pre-booked. So it'll be nice to have a bit of spending money to take with us
to Iceland.
Yeah, hopefully
you'll need it in Iceland. It's very expensive out there, Sarah.
Mm. I've heard.
We had an Icelandic arts festival here once, didn't we?
A while ago, That was Joe Allard.
Joe Allard, and that was great. So when you go over to Iceland, mention Colchester Arts Centre.
Don't mention the Cod Wars when you're over there. That was in the early 70s. There was a dispute that resulted in the Cod Wars.
But this gives me
still
a chance.
Still rankles bitterly.
Gives me a chance to mention that Sarah, who is 25, I believe, won't remember the Cod Wars. It was long.
29,
sorry.
How can you forget the Cod Wars? Lines were cut.
Yeah.
Fishing was suspended.
In fact, Anthony wrote a book, Cod. Daddy, What Did You Do in the Cod Wars? Yes. That was your book. What was the most interesting thing that you learnt from this, about Colchester? Because you spent so long on this, didn't you? 46 days.
Never really took much notice of street signs until now, and it was really interesting to see how different areas have different types of signs. And I know that probably sounds so lame and so boring.
No, not at all.
But I slowly started to work out, like, I'd look at a sign and I'd know, oh, that's in Tendring, or that's in Colchester, or that's in Sudbury. So I was like, well, I know that if I'm ever lost by a street sign, I'll know roughly where I am.
Well, what was your favourite street name, or one which was perhaps a bit unusual or even a bit weird?
The one that I was so ecstatic to find, I don't know this. When I found Gunfleet Close in Mersey,
because
that was a really, really difficult one, because the picture was just a fence, and I kept kind of joking around to everyone when I showed them the picture. I was like, oh, recognise that fence? It's a might find fence. And I was convinced I was never going to find it.
Yeah.
So that So that was incredible. And the last one I got stuck on was the Folly, which is right near Tiptree.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the last one before submitting the book. And I just couldn't wipe the smile off my face.
Oh, you got it. Yeah.
Yeah, actually stopped at the sign and took a picture of it. And anyone looking would actually think I'd gone crazy. And I was just, because the picture was nothing like what I was expecting to find. I was convinced it was a new development because it was a different kind of sign. It had new tarmac, a new fence, and the landscape looked really pristine. So I was like, oh, this isn't going to be on the internet because it's so new. So I was completely thrown off course with that one.
I mean, just for finally, I think you've said in your interview in the Gazette today, there's a very nice article, and people can read that online. People probably thought I was mad. You know, at some points, you talked about, you know, in the pitch black with the headlights shining on the street somewhere. Yep. You took the photo, but were any of your friends and family slightly worried for your sanity? Because it's quite kind of an obsessive thing, isn't it, to do? Although it's paid dividends.
I did end up taking the book everywhere with me, and I felt like when I handed it in, I was like, oh, I really miss it. I want it back. So, yeah, they probably were slightly worried that I probably need to get out more because I was spending a lot of time looking at street signs.
Yeah, but ironically, you were getting out more, weren't you?
You're getting out a lot. Yeah, you're never in.
Just without them, that's
you're
all.
Never in. Listen, we're going to see you a week Sunday at the Arts Centre, and we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a great party.
We'll give you your book back, Sarah.
And congratulations, and thank you so much for joining us on Colchester Arts Centre podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for making it and letting us have the opportunity to do it.
Thanks,
great pleasure. Thank you.
Great pleasure. Yeah.
Bye.
See you soon.
Bye.
What a lovely woman.
What a nice woman. Now, to finish off with, you've got a poem to read, haven't
you?
Oh,
yes, that's right. Yeah.
Just to sort of sum up in a way, because the Joshua, I think it's Joshua, and I always get his surname wrong.
Sophia.
It's his art project, it's his gig. He actually thought that the art project, this was impossible, that was the word he used, but it was indeed possible. We had a winner, and he wrote this poem.
So the poem is compiled of the 100 street names that appeared in the book. So every word in this poem is from one of our street names. And it's called Colchester Five Ways, which is, of course, part of three of the street names. 100 words from the 100 clues. So Colchester Five Ways, here we are. Tall Tara Talbot. Colchester Badminton Challenge. Cross Court Reach. Pioneer Coach Margaret Maidenborough. Olympic Endeavour. Close Game. Triumph. Victory. Podium. Sergeant Robin Flagstaff. Broadback Gunfleet. Great Regimental Cohort. Military Unity. Fellows Courage. Thoroughgood. Crooked Christopher Speedwell. Motor Reaper. Hunting Daimler. Fiat Ford Vauxhall. Cavalier. Folly. Rhineck. Dead. Drive Burns, Hunter's Chase. Sweet Old Singleton, Enid Peppercorn. Elton John Fan. Sandwich Angel. Finer Cook. Buffet. Salmon. Chanterelle. Cabbage. Chestnut. Hunger Down. Belle Fairhead Singer, Bethany Silver. Oh, sorry. Belle Fairhead Singer, Bethany. Silver Fox, Builder, Ewan. Pleasant Guy. Church Marriages, Spring Blossom Garland, Hawthorne, Rowan. Bride, Sunny Point, Island Holiday, Tangerine Tan. Groom, Bright Blue Cap. Love, Waterworks.
Oh, that's lovely. That was like, almost like an alternative shipping forecast. Well, thank you very much to Sarah Jones, who won Street Hunts. That's it, folks. The prize has been won. You can keep going on your own, try and work out all the streets. And if you want a book to try that, you won't get a prize, but we're now giving away unsold copies. Visit Colchester Arts Centre box office or Red Lion Books. And come and meet Sarah at our party on Sunday lunchtime. You can find out the details for that on the Street Hunt Facebook page.